So Xbox has just revealed some sweeping changes coming to Xbox Live Gold. And in its place, we have a brand new tier of Game Pass, a huge new offering for players, and an absolute end of a freaking era for Xbox Live. Like, some of you might not remember, but back in the day, Xbox Live is what made Xbox what it is today. I mean, I'm old enough to remember how radical Xbox Live was when it released and how awful PlayStation's attempt to emulate it was, but to see it come to an end just kind of bittersweet. Now, in its place, Xbox Gold will be replaced by a new tier of Game Pass called Xbox Game Pass Core, which will be launching on September 14th. Xbox Game Pass Core will give players access to multiplayer access, 24 games to play, and of course, exclusive discounts for subscribers. And you can get all of that for $9.99 a month or $59.99 a year, bringing the Xbox Game Pass offering to four tiers, with Core starting off at $9.99 a month, console tier being $10.99 a month, PC Game Pass being $9.99 a month, and of course, Xbox Game Pass Ultimate rounding off the list at $16.99 a month. Now, come September 14th, all Xbox Live Gold members will automatically become Game Pass Core subscribers. And as part of this announcement, Xbox also revealed that games with Gold will be ending on September 1st. However, any Xbox One games previously redeemed through Games with Gold can still be accessed by gamers who remain Game Pass Core members. And when it comes to Xbox 360 Games with Gold titles, regardless of whether you stay subscribed to Game Pass or not, you will still have access to those games. Now, in case you're wondering what games will be included with the brand new Xbox Game Pass Core tier, Core subscribers will have access to games like Among Us, Descenders, Dishonored 2, Doom Eternal, Fable Anniversary, Fallout 4, Fallout 76, Forza Horizon 4, Gears 5, Grounded, Halo 5 Guardians, Halo Wars 2, Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, Human Fall Flat, Inside, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Psychonauts 2, State of Decay 2, and The Elder Scrolls Online, Tamriel Unlimited. And Xbox will obviously be adding more titles to this list to kind of actually hit 25 games by September 15th, and Xbox did say they plan on adding 2 to 3 games every year to the core list of games. Now, for new core members who have no idea how Game Pass works, $9.99 core ultimate, $16.99, totally worth the extra $7. With Game Pass Ultimate, you have access to hundreds of games. You get day one access to Xbox exclusives, online console multiplayer access, cloud gaming access, and of course, access to EA Play. But again, that's just my perspective. I mean, I totally understand $17 a month is a lot for a lot of gamers out there. But what do you all think about this news? Are you excited about Xbox Game Pass Core? Are you gonna miss Xbox Live? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section down below. And in the description, don't forget, leave us some voicemails. We got our brand new voicemail box. Leave us a voicemail letting us know what you thought about this video and of course the topic, and we'll make sure to include you in a future video. Until next time, thank you guys so much for watching. My name is Bryant, and we will see you in the next video.